This weekend, at the Mission Appeal weekend, and we have with us Father Frank Rollo all the way from Haiti. He is giving the homily this weekend at all three parishes and will share with us his missionary effort and experience from Haiti. So I would just like to give this homily for the podcast online and for those who cannot make it to Mass. Let me begin with my personal experience that happened about a couple of weeks ago. So I went to the dentist after 3 years, and I thought I was doing a great job of keeping my teeth healthy by brushing twice a day and also flossing by water. From the outside, everything looked very well, but when I went to Dr. Dominic Huang, who is also a dentist working in Plano, he showed me that my teeth had a lot of tartar and plaque, and I said, wow, I didn't even see all of them. And it took him more than an hour to remove all of the tartar and plaque and filled my cavity. And it hurt, and I wasn't able to eat for several days. And I imagine that experience at the dentist, it kind of like our experience with sins. Sometimes we think, oh, Father, I don't rob the bank. I don't kill people. I don't do quote-unquote major sin. So I'm a good person. And we think that we are doing good, but we cannot see the effects and the consequences of sins. Just like the tartar and the flax that build up in between and behind our teeth that we can't see. And sometimes when we get used to thinking that, oh, I'm not that bad because I'm not a murderer, because I don't do any bad things to people, we become insensitive to the reality that is going on and all the things that we have done in order to hurt ourselves and hurt other people. And in a way, if we're not careful, then we become people that just do good, but really don't need salvation. We don't need to be saved because we think that we're good enough. But today we hear in the gospel, St. John the Baptist pointing out to everyone who was around him, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And that is the same thing that we say at every single Mass before we receive communion. When the priest hold up the host and say, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who come to the supper of the Lamb. And in order to recognize that the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, we first have to recognize that we have sinned. We have done something wrong and we are in need of salvation and redemption. We are in need of God. If we think that we're good enough, or if we think we have not done things that are detrimental or are wrong, we could become very indifferent and in a way excusing ourselves that we really don't need God. And we only come to God whenever we need an inspiration. So church and God is kind of like a pit stop or like a gas station along the highway that we only stop when we need something. But we are reminded today that we have all sinned, and the Lamb of God is the one who is only able to take away the sins of the world. When we heard the term Lamb of God, sometimes we think that, oh, it just to signifies that Jesus is humble and he is meek. No, but the Jewish people, when they heard the term Lamb of God, they know exactly in the ritual sacrifice, the Lamb of God is the thing that was sent out and to be sacrificed on behalf of the people by shedding his own innocent blood. The Lamb washes away the sins of the people with his own blood. So when John the Baptist points out Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, he is pointing out the only one in this world who can take away the sins of this world and our own sins. Do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God? Do we believe that we are in need of salvation? Do we believe and profess that we need to be saved? And have we confessed our sins yet or not? It's so hard for you and I will admit it. it's hard for us to admit our sins that we have done wrong. But unless we're humbled to admit our sins, then it's hard for us to recognize that we need God. If we don't look at our sins and our failures and admit them in humility, with conviction, with self-sacrifice, and with contrition in order to make our life better, then we simply look at God as an inspiration along the way and not at the foundation and the center of our life. Without the recognition of sin, I believe we live in a very unfulfilled and very a reality that had not been shown the fullness of who we are. We have all sinned. We have all done something wrong against God and against our neighbor. And just like me, I didn't want to go to the dentist because I was making the excuse to myself, oh, I've been doing a good job. I brush every day, twice a day, and then I floss with water and everything. I might not have cavity. I might not have any tartar or plaques because I'm doing a good job. But the dentist showed me otherwise, the areas and the places that I have not covered. So the same thing, John the Baptist, in a way, each one of us are to show people that you and I cannot take away the sins of the world. Only Jesus can. Just like the dentist who helped to remove all these things that were not healthy for my gum and for my teeth. Jesus is the true healer that will heal and remove all the iniquities of the world. And the priest, whenever we go to confession, is forgiving our sins in the name of God for us, to reconcile us with God, to remove all the things that make us unhealthy, and to give us new life, then to make us healthy, to make us spiritually founded and rest, and to have joy in God. So my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, I'm just inviting you and I today to find some time to reflect upon our sins. When was the last time we go to confession? When was the last time we were moved to contrition, to profess our sins and to return to God, said, my God, I have screwed up and I need you. Jesus Christ is the dentist or the healer par excellence. He is the one that will take away all of our sins and heals us deep down to the root. If you and I go to the dentist or to the doctors, we have to return again for regular checkup. But Jesus Christ is the one not only healed us physically, he heals us spiritually, holistically. He heals us because he loves us. May we be like Saint John the Baptist today, pointing everyone out. Pointing to everyone and pointing Jesus out, behold the Lamb of God, beholds him so takes away the sins of the world. And may we end our testimony with the way that we live our life and the conviction of our faith, so that we can end with the same sentence that the gospel have ended today. Now I have seen and testify that he is the Son of God. We have seen the love that God has for us, the reconciliation he has given us through this Mass, through this sacrament, and through the life of faith in the church. And we will testify that with our own life, with our own humility, with our own conviction, that Jesus is the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. My brothers and sisters, we begin this the ordinary time. We're actually in the second week of ordinary time, and we think that it's ordinary, but it's not. It's ordinary because God's love might seem ordinary in the moment, but it's extraordinary because he is always there. He's always faithful. He's always constant. He's always loving us. And he wants to reconcile and bring us back to the fullness of life. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I would like to invite you, if you have not been to confession, take some time soon and to visit the sacraments of confessions, of reconciliation. I promise you, or any priest will promise you, we won't turn you away. We won't judge you, because in the confessional, we are also sinners. And once we have tasted that reconciliation, that forgiveness, that love, may we become like St. John the Baptist, pointing out to people that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. May we bring people back to Him so He can heal them as well, because we want our brothers and sisters to have the same thing that we have experienced in the life of grace and in the life of faith in Christ Jesus. And we can finally say in everything that we do and everything that we say, now I have seen and testified that He, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God.